Have your guns ready. We'll give him a chance to surrender.
No one argued, but Preacher gave him a dubious look in the moonlight. Jamie stepped forward, leveled the Walker Colt.
Throw down your guns and lift your hands.
The two men beside the fire uncoiled like tightly wound springs. They came up with rifles in their hands. Jamie triggered his Walker. One of the men, his brains blown out, flew backward into the fire like he'd been slapped. Preacher commenced with his dragoons. The other four members of Jamie's party joined in as well, but the men who had followed Lynch and McKittridge here weren't going down without a fight, even the ones who'd had to claw up out of their blankets. Then several members of Lynch's party broke and ran, darting onto the mesa. One of them was Otis Lynch himself, judging by the giant shadow he cast. Jamie knew that Lynch was fleeing directly into the teeth of an attack from the house, but he didn't care. He would chase that bastard down. Lynch wasn't the only one who wanted to settle a score. Jamie glanced over his shoulder to see Philip Saunders staggering. A dark stain was already spreading over the front of the man's white shirt. Before Jamie could reach Saunders, Walt Reynolds was beside him, gripping his arm to hold him up.
Saunders, how bad are you hit?
The pistol slipped from Saunders' fingers.
Bad enough to tell Hannah I didn't die a coward.
Reynolds lowered him gently to the trail.
I reckon he's gone.
Suddenly, Reynolds came up from the ground, moving as fast as Jamie had ever seen the young man move. His gun flashed up. Jamie turned. Teddy Keller, the tall, bearded scarecrow of a man who had once ridden with Reynolds, Tankersley, and the others, lowered his gun hand as he swayed back and forth.
Damn it, Walt. You shot me. I thought we was pards.
I'm sorry, Teddy, but that was a long time ago.
The apology fell on deaf, dead ears. Keller toppled to the side like a fallen tree and didn't move again. Jamie looked around. The fight here was over. Preacher, Craigson, and Ox were gone, having pursued the fleeing men.
We better get up there, Walt. I'm sorry about your friend.
He dealt the hand. Let's go.